So hello everyone, this is Jennifer Biggs and I'm the Security Storage and Managed Services Editor here at Business Solutions Magazine, and I am thrilled today. We have actually a guest in the house. We have Bill Allen, Director of Marketing for Minuteman Power Technologies. He's in the neighborhood here in Erie, PA. And we've been talking a lot about some of the opportunities that Minuteman is seeing in the industry for VARs and MSPs in terms of opportunity around backup. UPS has been around a long time, and you guys have done a lot with that technology. But we've talked lately a lot about extended runtime and the opportunity that you as a VAR or a managed services provider have to really kind of submit your relationship with a customer by thinking through that extra step that keeps their network running, protects them against power surges and power outages. And you and I have talked about it a couple times now, Bill.
Right.
But I still think there's that opportunity to get the message out. So I'm hoping today we can talk about that opportunity, in particular some areas, some kind of verticals or IT specialty areas, I guess we could call them, where you're seeing a lot of growth and therefore a lot of opportunity. So I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about where you're seeing some activity around extended runtime that maybe people don't think about all the time.
Right, yeah. Well, it's certainly an important thing, and we think it's a really powerful ROI with extended runtime, because you are indeed, and in, you know, if the user is purchasing a UPS, they've at least made the purchase, and to add an additional battery pack, it's really very cost effective and has a great ROI. And for the reseller community, there's always been opportunities in the IT sector for extended runtime. You've got the need to keep network systems up and running for longer than 10 or 15 minutes, which is the standard UPS backup time. So the IT sector certainly, but in addition, telecom has always been a user of extended runtime UPSs, because telecommunications is very, very important to keep the phones up and running. And now, more and more often, we're seeing security resellers and VARs really, really looking hard at extended runtime, because indeed, security should not end when the power goes out.
It seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it? You know, that the one thing you want to keep running in case of an emergency is security.
Exactly.
And I know that we've talked in the past that for a long time, you know, you depended on UPS because you just wanted time to shut everything down so there wasn't anything lost or damaged when the power went out. But
right.
Now as these networks have gotten more complicated and carry so many business mission critical apps on them, you need more than 15 minutes, even if all you want to do is shut everything down. You're
right.
Going to need a couple hours. And these extended runtime devices that you guys make go for hours, some of them, am I right?
Right, yes. We have two specific models that are external battery pack capable. Our Enterprise Plus series, which is a higher-end line interactive UPS series, designed for mission-critical applications. In addition to the Enterprise Plus, we also have our Endeavor series, which is extended runtime capable. And what's interesting is Minuteman was the innovator when it comes to adding an external battery pack. About 25 years ago, we designed a UPS with an external battery pack capability and was first to introduce that into the marketplace. So we see the value of extended runtime when a customer has a power outage and needs, you know, more than just 10 or 15 minutes to shut down everything, or at least get to generator power, or whatever the case may be. We are so reliant on all of these electronic infrastructure things that we do in the business world that, 10 or 15 minutes is no longer adequate. In fact, Frost & Sullivan did some surveys with IT resellers and asked them about, you know, how much battery backup time do you specify and how much battery backup time do you think is the best? And, you know, it was surprising to see the results that many, many of these IT managers are looking for 2 or more hours worth of battery backup time. And it was strange that a lot of these IT managers were actually looking for 8 hours worth of battery backup time. So, again, the mission criticality of all of these infrastructure applications that we now have become so addicted to and so reliant on that, you know, they just can't go down.
I mean, there was a day where if you lost your phone to your email or something for an hour or so, life went on. But we move at a different pace now, I think. So
right. Yep.
I know that we've seen a lot of convergence start to hit across all the audiences that we cover, you know, whether it's POS or VoIP. My own kind of specialty angle, managed service providers have really started to pull a lot of technologies under their umbrella. For the very good reason that they don't want people kind of sniffing around in their network because they own the responsibility of keeping it running.
Right.
And so as part of that, we're starting to see physical security come into these networks where, you know, internet video, it's feeding up into networks. They may be storing it on site or storing it in a cloud managed by one of their partners. Access control is tied into physical security as well as network security. So the ID that gets me in the building also gets me into my you know, thin provision desktop.
Right.
So as all these things start to move together, our IT providers really going to have to start considering that extra layer of extended run for those physical security pieces on their own. I mean, is that a whole nother layer? Because it adds a lot of pressure to the network and therefore your power supply. Am I correct?
Right. Yes. Yes. There's actually two aspects of it. One is in the managed services industry, uptime is becoming more and more mission critical.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an MSP, you better make sure that you have a really good disaster prevention or disaster plan in place, because your customers are absolutely relying on you to make sure that they maintain uptime. And so the other aspect of it is, as the security, you know, everything now is in the security world is going to run on the backbone of the network. Consequently, now that's just an added component that, again, we are very, very reliant upon. And as I said earlier, you know, security should not end when the power goes out. So having extended runtime capability, be it 2 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours, whatever the customer wants and desires and can afford to purchase, it's now moved from a luxury item now to a requirement. And again, to circle back, it's especially true if you're an MSP.
They expect you to keep all those things running no matter what.
No excuses.
No excuses.
So exactly.
You would think that, you know, given that, and, you know, maybe you and I are just early adopters, but but it seems like this is something that this should be broached with a customer right off the bat. When you're talking to them, even a new customer, you go in and look at their network, all of the guys that the Radar Mags are doing assessments, and, you know, they're doing designs of physical security systems or network security systems. So you're going in and having all these conversations with your customer. Are they just not talking to them about extended runtime, or are you finding that a lot of those VARs and MSPs just layer it on and they don't even mention it to customers? And do you think one way is better than the other?
Well, I look at it this way, that it's absolutely a part of taking good care of your customer. And offering them options that they can choose from. And the question that resellers can ask is, you know, how much backup time do you need? How long do you want your network to stay up and running? How long do you want your telephone system to be up and running? How long do you want your security system up and running? It's no longer just a de facto that everybody wants 10 to 15 minutes. Well, that's not the case anymore. And a lot of times it's just making users aware and asking the question, how much runtime? What are you comfortable with as a business owner or as a business manager? How much time can you really live with?
Right.
The average power outage, as we all pretty much know, is 10, 15, 20 minutes. But the average extended power outage, according to J.D. Powers, is 7.9 hours. And that, you know, right there says, whoa, we better think about that that 10 or 15 minutes is no longer being adequate. So, you know, again, as a VAR talks to his customer, if they really and truly are serving their customer, they should ask these questions, because the end user typically doesn't know what questions to ask. They typically don't know that there's extended runtime capability. They may recognize that they need a UPS and they need battery backup and surge protection and all that good stuff, but they really a lot of times don't know to ask, how much runtime am I going to get off of this UPS system? I just bought this new telephone system. How much runtime am I going to have when the power goes out? So, you know, a lot of it's just asking the question. And that's part of serving the customer, as far as I'm concerned. And resellers should have their customer's best interest in mind.
I know that you and I have talked and with some of our other staff here about kind of the message that you deliver about value. You know, that it's not always the really expensive thing you're selling your customer that does them the most good.
Right.
And I would think that UPS and extended runtime is a great example of that. So, you know, I'm your VAR, your MSP, and I've built this entirely new infrastructure for you. But when I forget to add that extended runtime, that little bit of backup and that safety net for you, they don't remember how much time and effort I spent on the infrastructure. They only remember that when their power went out, they weren't equipped to handle it.
Right.
So is this a really easy way to kind of build that trusted advisor, you know, relationship? So often these guys go in and have to deliver big numbers. You know,
right.
You know, the bad news is your exchange server is shot. So let me show you how much a new one costs. This is an easy thing. We're talking a very affordable addition to the conversation that can save them time, uptime, you know, productivity, all of that. Do these guys just need to think through a way to deliver that message in terms of value? Is that what you talk to your partners about?
Right. And it's all about, I mean, whenever a businessman invests in infrastructure, any type, whether it be IT, telecom, security, whatever the infrastructure investment is, part of protecting that investment should be, you know, factored in there. And of course, among that would be a UPS to protect it from the power anomalies that come down the pike. But really and truly, the ROI that a UPS brings is certainly measurable. Oftentimes it's hard to measure it, but you know, what's the value of maintaining uptime? Well, in some cases, and in some applications, it's priceless. Like a security system for a customer-facing company, like a retailer. You know, when security systems go down in retail establishments, they have a tremendous amount of liability that comes into play. And some stories, there are some horror stories out there of people who had power outage problems and security systems went down, some incident occurred, and there was no video evidence. There was nothing that they could prove happened. And consequently, customers have sued businesses because of this one aspect of it. So it's all a part, as your reseller, is delivering the best value to your customer. Even though they may not understand it or fully grasp the value, part of developing a great relationship with a customer is in the fact of making sure you take care of their needs and take care of needs that they don't see and don't understand. And that's why they pay you. That's why they rely upon you. So, there's a tremendous ROI for power protection. And, you know, the ROI is there. especially when there's a power outage that lasts more than 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes, and the customer's still happy because all of his servers are still up and running, and his telephone system still continues to function, and all those remote locations that rely on file services from the headquarters office can maintain productivity while the headquarters folks are out of power.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of research out there that talks about, you know, that assigns monetary values to that lost productivity,
right,
and all of that, and we won't get into that. But, you know, I think if you're a reseller, you certainly have those resources, and talk to your guys. I mean, especially those managed services VARs who handle disaster recovery, you know, they have that conversation about, you know, what's your tolerance level, you know, for you know, return to productivity. And a lot of those guys, it's zero for their disaster recovery, so you have to assume it's zero for their power outage.
Right.
So that's an opportunity, and delivering that message, I think, is a really good reminder to all of our audience. So we're glad to have you here.
Thanks.
And hopefully you'll come back and visit, and we'll talk about this some more, and we'll drive the message home with these guys.
Great. Thanks,
Jeffrey. It's good to see you, Bill.
Indeed.